Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Ada is getting a touch in her body too right now. And thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And as some are finishing praying, I want you to go to Matthew 6. The Lord made me hover around the scripture. It says, this is part of what I want to do this year, to give my sons and daughters equilibrium. They will do mighty things. If you don't lose your balance, you can go forward and carry whatever loads for other people, but you are going to go from strength to strength. But this is your ability to stay strong all through the journey as we go catch the wave in 2018. So I'm going to share the scripture, but as we are still, it'll be February 13th when we finish the fast. So we still got several days. If you would like to set aside time, this is one of the perfect models for you to model an hour of prayer. So if you feel you have the time, I would encourage many of you to take a time, 1 hour, and pray, and use this as a pattern to pray. And believe me, you will not be bored. I've done this many times, and before you know it, the hour is over. If you would like and you want to spend 2-3 hours with some other people, get together and pray. This will help you connect and have fun all the way. It's not boring. Say it's not boring.
It's not boring.
So you can, in this, include praying in tongues. But here is this model given by Jesus himself. And he says, in this manner therefore prayed, verse 9, Matthew 6. Say Matthew 6. Verse 9. So, we could either see it up there. And it says, this is how I want you to pray. But it's just like a model, a recommendation. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And then it goes on. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, there are two sections in the Lord's Prayer. The first section is the heavenly, the eternal, vibrating with the glory. Once you get connected, it'll start make you vibrate in the glory and get you into that zone. Many of us love being in the glory zone. And then there are three more sections that give you the ability to have grace for the regular things. And you won't find it a burden, the regular things, like someone needs to wash the dishes. And you will have grace to do that. Or put out the garbage. Or get your car clean. And serviced or whatever, some of the mundane things, but the presence wants to help you in all of these. But the beginning point is our Father in heaven. So his zone of realm, eternity, our Father. But no, you have a relationship with our Father. Say our Father. So, it says in Ephesians 1, I'll read it to you, or you can go to it, I'm reading from the Amplified, verse 3, Ephesians 1, verse 3. Now, I started doing this on Friday night, but I felt like that it's more for us to hover around this. It says, may blessing and praise and laudation be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing given by the Holy Spirit, blessing in the heavenly realm. So, you have a Father. Say, I have a Father God.
I have a Father God.
And the relationship is based, He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you receive Jesus as your Savior, you also, by faith, you have a relationship with Father God. Say, Father God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. So, as you relate, then, therefore, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are involved with us. And it goes on, even as in His love, He chose us. Say, I've been chosen. Actually picked as us out for Himself as His own in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. He foreordained us, destined us, planned to be adopted as His own children, so that we might be to the praise and the commendation of His glorious grace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Hallowed means set apart for praise and glory and adulation and worship. Hallowed be Thy name. That is the primary purpose that we have. You are to hallow the name of the Lord. Hallowed be Thy name. Everything else will follow. This hallowing, Lord, let me hallow Your name. Sanctify. That it, the whole earth will be able to reverence. As we hallow part of Your mission, Your destiny. What's my purpose? You may be raising children. You may be a young mama with several kids. But let your primary purpose be hallowed be Thy name. And you'll find the presence of the glory will fill your house. That's in your business, whatever you're doing, hallowed be Thy name. And then as you are praying, you are making holy and setting it apart. Oh, Lord, Your name is so awesome. And then what does this main name mean? I mean, I could go on for hours just on the revelation of the name. So, when my mother was dying of terminal cancer, bone cancer, having eaten everything, almost all through her body, and they asked, and the Lord said, declare Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I thought it was a theological statement. And He said, very clear, I heard, declare over your mother, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what was He wanted me to connect, that as He healed 2,000 years ago, He heals today. He is the same, and He will do the same. And in a matter of days, I got a letter. Yeah. This was when, this way back, more than 40 years ago. But I got a letter. All the bone cancer, they could not find any trace of it, and she got healed and lived 26 more years glorifying Jesus. That was real. So, you remember some of the testimony, if you can, you don't have to, and then start magnifying. That for me, I'm just kind of, one of the models I want to say is, we are to spend, especially through the fast, but I believe if God gives you grace for the next few months, if you're able to spend 30 minutes to an hour, it'll be great. You may be doing your housework, you may be driving, and it's taking you 45 minutes. Say, I'm going to practice and have fun with the Lord's Prayer.
Hallelujah,
so,
Lord.
Our Father, oh, you are my mm-hmm. Father, Lord. Oh, thank you. I'm accepted.
Hallelujah.
Hallowed be thy name. Karamash. And your name is so awesome. Your name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. Therefore, Father, you know our neighbor has so-and-so, and I declare the glory of your name. And Lord, we just found out that my cousin is having difficulty with addiction. I am raising his name before your presence because you are healer and deliverer. And in that name, then, he is Lord. My daughter just phoned me and said they're having difficulty with their mortgage. But you are Jehovah Jireh. Your name is the Lord, our provider. Shush. Hallelujah. I mean, I think I've said it. Forgive me if I remember. But one was seed when we first came to Charlotte. And this woman, God touched our hearts with this precious lady's ministry who wanted to bring all the people who are addicted, take care of them, and start something with the most forsaken people and hurting people.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, whatever you have in the bank, we had just moved.
Yeah.
So give the rest to her.
Yeah.
So we gave her several $1,000 just as a seed. And then sometime later in the year or something around that time. But this property became available. We needed. We were kind of homeless. It was wonderful. We had a warehouse we were renting. And I remember Bill Chaplinski also would do our sound from time to time. You would come in that warehouse. And then the company said, well, we like you guys. Sorry, but the headquarters are coming here back. So we need all the property. So you will have to get out in 6 months. We had to find another property. But the week we found out, they told us, I think it was Monday or so, you need $154,000 down payment. Yeah, we had $500. And I got a registered
letter.
Email,
yeah.
Registered mail from Geneva, Switzerland. I didn't know anyone in Geneva, Switzerland. I opened it, and it was a cashier check for $154,000.
No one knew. No one knew. We had, of course, had not, you know, there was nothing public about it. No one knew.
Yeah.
And it was literally to the penny what the down payment on this piece of property was. And if you remember, Pastor Mahesh, we waited and waited for the appraisal to come back. But the machinery was already rolling for the purchase on this scenario. And we got the money to do it. So, I mean, you know, God was just going, and we were either going to run and catch up with him or, you know, whatever. He was going to do it one way or the other. And we were literally sitting with the attorneys to sign the contract to purchase this place when the appraisal finally came through, and the guy had to find us where we were in that meeting. And, of course, it was sealed, and we were already in the process of signing the papers and making the deal on this property. So we bought it. And then sitting at the table, we grabbed the envelope and opened it to see what it actually appraised for. And the appraisal was double what we had just paid for it. So God is so faithful.
Only God. See, we had not told anybody that we needed this down payment. We just did $500. But God. Say, but God.
Give us this day. Give us today our daily bread. And that day, when we needed the money to sign, he gave it to us. That day, when we needed to know the appraisal. But we had to take that leap of faith, and I remember, I were like sweating bullets inside and smiling on the outside, and then boom, came the appraisal. And
I'm with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, he's with you.
He's with you.
By the way, I want to say, God's affirmation that we were to have this church and this watch.
Yeah.
He himself saw to it.
Yeah.
And it was a lawyer, by the way, he said, the person who's giving it wants to be an anonymous. She is in Europe.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want anyone to know who she is. And she got healed in your service in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Oh, Lord.
And we all.
Yeah. Yeah. Our God is an awesome God. And he is our Father.
But I'm praying we'll get, agree with me. It was just this week. It's kind of fresh off the press. Mm-hmm. Why are you not asking? Ask. So I'm asking.
Amen.
$2 million check.
Amen.
All right. At least.
Amen.
Maybe double.
Amen.
Of what I was blessing these pastors, and they already had gotten it.
It's unusually funny for us. Some of you have heard this before. A few years ago, Mahesh just, in our conversations and whatever, and he got this inspiration, and he said, I think I'm going to pray that the Lord will send us a big check. We're like, awesome, Pastor. We'll agree with you. So that was just it. A few weeks later, one of the most massive men you've ever seen in your life suddenly came. Came and introduced himself, had, it was like a special envoy visit, whatever. And he was from Czechoslovakia. So the rest of us kind of gathered around Pastor afterwards and said, hey, Pastor, next time you pray for a big check, spell it. It was so funny. So we have razzed him about that for years. So when this thing came up, I said, make sure you tell him it's not with a Z.
We're happy for big checks, but we want the real check. C-H-E-C-K. But remember, as we come back, and we'll take this up later, but we really want to spend some quality time with the Lord.
Amen.
In these days of prayer and fasting, and if we are able to continue. And the model prayer that Jesus gives us, our Father, meditate on that aspect and tell him how awesome he is, and that through Jesus Christ we have salvation. Hallowed be thy name. He is Jehovah. Shalom. The Lord, our peace. He is Jehovah Tzidkenu, our righteousness. He is Jehovah Mekadishkam, who sanctifies. Say, Lord, you're Jehovah Mekadishkam. We recognize you're setting us apart for your calling and ministry. Jehovah Rapha, you're the healer for my children. You're my healer, and you're giving us health and healing. You are Jehovah Roi, the Lord, our shepherd, and therefore we shall lack for nothing. Thank you. You are Jehovah Shema, the Lord who is ever present. You're present with our children. You're
Thank
present
you,
with
Lord.
Us. And your presence and power goes with us wherever we are. And we are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. Thank you, Lord, in this great wave of revival and restoration that we see coming to our land. We say, God bless America.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And God bless the Carolinas.
Thank
God bless All Nations Church.
Thank
and God
you.
Bless every family member of this church.
Thank you, Lord.
And we bless and pray for our neighbors.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. So, Lord, we declare you the King of glory, the King over the United States of America. You are Lord. We declare Jesus is Lord over the United States of America. Jesus is Lord over Washington, D.C.
Yes.
And we bind every bureaucracy that stands against the Constitution, Lord. And help us, Lord. And we pray for our state. We pray for our county. We pray for our city, Charlotte, Fort Mill, and all the surrounding area, Columbia. Let thy kingdom come over this church and over the pastors. Bless them, Lord. Over all our cell group and life group leaders, and over every member and family of this church. We thank you for the vision we have to reach the nations. Bless the ones who work, the staff. Bless our worship team. Bless, oh God. And then every member of my family, you can. So this is kind of like the pattern. You can expand it. Let the Holy Spirit hover over this prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. So present your request for your provision that. But remember, one of the big keys I want to say about with all of these details, give us our daily bread. Forgive us our debt. Lead us not into temptation. That it all begins with the first thought. Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's my duty and my calling. Your mission is to reverence the name of God. And as you reverence, his glory, his presence will be over you, over your children, and he will do in your midst extraordinary miracles and breakthroughs. Some of the most unexpected, beautiful miracles are about to be loosed.
Hallelujah.
Over your lives,
Lord,
over your children's lives, over your husband's promotion.
We receive
these are the things that the Lord, Jehovah, the Lord, your shepherd, Jehovah, Roi, Lo Efsa, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
I shall lack for nothing. My children shall not lack for nothing.
Thank you,
the church of Jesus Christ will lack for nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. It's awesome. Praise the Lord. As you're starting to refresh, as we're starting to refresh ourselves in prayer specifically, every one of these phrases, your Bibles will show you other references that you can go to. But realize that this is not something that was just standalone and sort of created in, you know, some new dynamic, but it literally is connected to the entire history of Israel and what was at that time, what had become through the Psalms of David and the words of the prophets had become their liturgy. And it was something called the Amidah, the standing prayer. Why Jesus said, when you stand praying, first forgive. He was speaking to what every practicing Jewish household did. The men would go up to the temple three times a day. Matthew 18, where the tax collector and the Pharisee are going up to the temple in the morning, and you see them coming into the presence of God, and one has one kind of posture there, and the other has another kind of posture there. But it's absolutely connected to the entire body of Israel's testimony that God reigns, saves, and satisfies through covenant in Christ. So we're joining with thousands, those ones that Daniel saw in the vision, standing before the Ancient of Days and ministering to him. And he was issuing upon them a fiery stream, the stream of the Holy Spirit. These words and the Amidah were absolutely in reference to the standing prayer, being standing in the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the Shekinah, the manifest presence of God. So this is an exciting and wonderful time of refreshing. And Pastor, we really appreciate you refocusing us on the power and presence and accessibility and simplicity of what we have in prayer.
Amen. And realize there are many of you, of course, as you come, we have shared with you. But it's important always this year that we say to the Lord, Lord, we stand by you, and we stand by your city, Jerusalem,
yeah,
and your nation, Israel. Just one, we are talking about the name, that your name is Jehovah Shalom, your name is Jehovah Roi, your name is Jehovah Rapha, and these are all in the covenantal revelation of the name, within the name of God. I am that I am, he introduced himself to Moses. But in Jerusalem, I just want to make a connected. There are several scriptures. 2 Chronicles 7:16 says, "For now I have chosen and consecrated this house, that my name may be there forever." Say forever.
Forever.
This is in Jerusalem when they built the temple. My eyes and my heart will be there for all time. That's why God's eyes and his heart, he says, my eyes and my heart are with them. We better be friends of Jerusalem as the dwelling place of God's name. So we treasure it. And our nation is going to be blessed and is being blessed.
Yes, thank the Lord.
And we're going to catch the wave. Tell your neighbor, catch the wave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We may have to start learning some surfing songs. We're going to catch the wave. Hallelujah. We want to pray for you today and lay hands on you as we begin to worship. I think it'd be appropriate if we stand up and say the Lord's Prayer together again. Because that's where we are focusing. And remember what I said. I'm not saying you have to, but try to find time. Either when you're driving, have a copy of that thing in your hand if you're not memorized it. Or you have private time, or at night you and your wife are praying together. For the next few weeks, use this as a model and start expanding the names of God. How awesome they are.
Yeah.
Speak them out into the atmosphere. Speak that over our nation. Yeah. Especially this week, I really felt a stirring that we want to especially put our protection, the name of Jesus, over our president, vice president, the cabinet, because there was some shenanigans that possibly will be planned to hurt our nation.
Thank you,
But the God, our God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So what the disciples would have done when they asked Jesus, teach us to pray, which was very common for what disciples did with their rabbis in those days, what they would have done, would have been their version of the Amidah, the standing prayer from their rabbi, but they would have done what all the Jews would do at that time as they stood to pray, and they stood because it was recognizing that before the king, you don't sit down. So hallowed be your name. So the posture was declaring, holy is your name. And then what they would do is they would take three steps forward, stepping from earth into heaven, and then praying. So let's pray Amen. Together, Pastor Lewis.
Raise your hand. Say after me, out loud, you know, with as we say in Swahili, gufu, with strength. Are we supposed to step forward?
If you can, or you can just go like this, moving in to the presence.
All right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Stay in that glory for the next several days and pray. Get closer. As we get closer to signs and wonders and provision, supernatural are being released. Really sense that in a wonderful way. So, healing team, if you will come. And there are a couple of you here who have never had a chance to speak in tongues. Come and just say, Pastor said, pray for me. And if you have never received the Holy Spirit baptism or give your life to Jesus Christ, please come up. There are some telling you, God's voice is saying, this is your family. You need a home church. Find out, just say, I feel like God's saying, I'm supposed to be part of this praying community, and I want to join. So let the Lord speak with you. Let's sing.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.